All right, good evening. Welcome to the Budget and Administration Committee meeting of the CPCSD, Tuesday, March 8, 2022. It is 6:50 p.m. Calling the meeting to order. I'll just run the roll call. Director Bezzett.
Present.
All right, and I'm Director Felicity Wood Carlson. I'm here as well. Public testimony will be received on each agenda item as it is called. Principal party on each side of an issue is allocated 10 minutes to speak. Individual comments are limited to 3 minutes, except with the consent of the committee. Individuals shall be allowed to speak on an item only once. Members of the audience are asked to volunteer their name before addressing the committee. The committee reserves the right to waive said rules by a majority vote. And I'm just going to quickly read through the agenda. We have adoption of the agenda, approval of the conformed agenda, open forum, and then department matters, matters to and from committee members and staff, and finally adjournment. So with that, adoption of the agenda, Sid, is there any discussion or questions about the agenda?
No, I reviewed it. I move that we accept it as it is listed.
Okay, I'm going to open it up to members of the public if there's any questions or comments on the agenda. And Andre or somebody, please let me know if anyone's raising their hands.
There are no hands raised. There are no attendees.
Okay, thank you. So I'll close it to public comment. And I second your motion to adopt the agenda. Sid, therefore, the agenda has been adopted. All right, so approval of the conformed agenda. I've had a chance to review the conformed agenda. Sid, did you have any questions or comments on the conformed agenda?
No.
Okay. Do you want to move to
approve the conformed? Accept the conformed agenda.
Okay. I second that motion, so therefore the conformed agenda has been approved. So open forum. Members of the public may speak on any item not on the agenda that falls within the responsibilities of the committee. Although I have heard there are no members of the public, I'm still going to open it up to members of the public. Are there any members of the public wishing to speak at this time?
There are no members of the public present.
Seeing none, I'm going to close open forum and we're going to come back to department matters. Okay, so General Manager, please lead us on department matters.
I will turn the first item over, which is fiscal year 21-22 mid-year budget adjustment to our finance officer, Ms. Greek.
Hard to keep control of my cursor here. All right, scroll down to mine. So basically, this is the 21-22 mid-year budget adjustments for General Fund 1. We're recommending adjustments to the fiscal year 21-22 based on year-to-date expenditures. I did cheat a little bit. This is through December, and I looked at our expenditures through February. So I have a little bit better idea of kind of where we're at past December. And we've had increased revenues at the community center and for rec programs, being that we do have the programs that are open now. We do have a lot of instructor-led classes as well. The adjusted fiscal year budget is $7,078,515 in revenues and $6,785,724 in expenditures. That's totaling a positive net portion of $292,790. The positive ending position is mostly due to revenues received for the COVID relief fund, as well as settlement money for repairs to the community center. We do have revenues that we're asking that revenues be increased, or we increase revenues due to that, and then also recreation programs and I believe fire marshal might also be some revenues that we put in there as well. I know it. I don't know if you guys had a chance to kind of look at the proposed mid-year budget adjustments. I know it may kind of seem a lot on the bottom line, adding $160,000 to our expenditures for the remainder of the year. What I noticed was with electric and gas, we did have a bit more usage with gas than what we had expected. And with solar, we are, we actually had a meeting with solar today. And some of our initial solar costs are going to be more than what we would normally pay for electricity. So that has, if you look at it, I did take $70,000 out of electric because during the budget, they had asked that we split out gas and electric so we can actually see, but the budget, preliminary budget had already been approved. So we didn't move any numbers until we kind of had a better idea. So that's what I'm doing there is I'm allocating for gas because we didn't necessarily have an amount allocated for gas. And then I don't know if you want me to kind of keep pointing things out or if you guys have any particular questions. I can keep going if you want.
What page are you on? Tell me.
Page one. Well, there's page one and page two.
Okay.
I was kind of on page three at the end, the very end, because that's kind of one of the, that's one of the items. The other item that we didn't have budgeted for, because a lot of them were going through Fund 80, was capital expenditures. You'll see that we're asking for a capital expenditure budget there. But to kind of give you a little bit of background, that is for some emergency repairs that we had to do, along with some additional repairs to the community center that kind of go in line with that settlement money. So we were hoping that it would be okay to take some of that and put that in those capital expenses, because that's what those are.
Yeah, that makes sense. Director Bazette, would you have a preference as to whether the finance officer continues, or would you like to ask specific questions?
No, I'm listening to her. I have just a couple of questions, but no. Let me, if she's finished.
It's up to you. If you want me to kind of touch bases on things that I know stand out to me.
I would hope for that.
So the fire marshal revenue, as Sherry discussed last month, they are bringing in more revenue for fire marshal plan review. So that's why I upped the revenue there. And then recreation program revenue. You'll see that there is an expenditure on page two asking for $20,000 for instructors. And then you'll also see an addition of $20,000 to the revenue, because the instructor-led classes are actually kind of a wash. We make money off of those. So if we're paying out $20,000, we're actually making an additional $20,000. So I kind of wanted to explain that. That's why you'll see those two kind of balancing each other. And that's really it for revenues. Like I said, the rest of it's COVID relief and then the settlement. As we've discussed before, salaries for overtime were a little bit higher based on the fact that we weren't able to hire people for some of the positions. So being that we had a few vacant positions for a fairly large amount of time, we did incur some additional overtime costs. So that's why we're trying to kind of get that balanced out. Seasonal salaries, I also believe I put, there's another page down at the bottom. We haven't had the kiosk open all year. It's kind of to more balance out because, there is that additional revenue coming in. I just fear making too much fluctuations with certain revenue coming in because I wasn't the one who did the budget. I don't want to say we're going to have a whole lot more there. So I just kind of left those items alone. The in lieu of stipend, obviously we didn't have that before when we did the budget. So we just wanna make sure that we put that line item in there. Health benefits. I'm not quite sure what the kind of the logic in this year, we went backwards. So last year we budgeted 118 and this year we're at 109. Insurance rates went up this year just a little bit, so we were a little off on that. And then retiree health benefits, that one I'm a little confused on too, because those health benefits, just like normal benefits, go up. So we definitely didn't estimate very well on that one. And then janitorial supplies, that's another one.
Christina, on the health benefits, so do we pay for the retirees' health benefits until Medicare kicks in at 65? Is that the way that works? Is it just a window?
I don't believe so, because we pay them throughout the whole time. So they can choose to have Medicare, but they also can have a supplement, which they can, you know, have whatever. We would pay whatever they would have to pay. And then we also have Jill that retired. So that's another person that added to that we didn't have before. So I think it's something, I mean, they have insurance for life after they retire.
Okay.
And sometimes people will want to supplement the Medicare and they need something else. So we would still have to be paying that for them as well.
It's their choice which way they use that then. Okay, thank you. Hey, another question, since I stopped you there. The fire marshal funding, so are we paying a CAL FIRE employee to do that? We have our own employee. How does that work? Is that someone does that an extra job? How does that fire marshal employment work? Anyway, could you explain that one, or both, either one of you, please?
Well, that's the position that Sherry was trying to get moved forward last time. That we were having to bring back to you guys, but we really didn't have enough time in between the board meeting to now to be able to really, we've both been doing some research and trying to get a better job description for you.
Okay, thank you.
So that's something, yes, there was somebody from the CSD that was helping out with those fire marshal duties. So that's kind of, like I said, I cheated a little bit and I know what we brought in through February. So that number hopefully will be very, very close to what they end up bringing in by the end of the year.
Okay.
Director Bezzett, did you have any other questions at the moment?
Third question. We haven't got there yet, but that's okay since I'm here. There was a grant for $20,000 I saw back there. I was just curious what the grant was. It came as an income somewhere back there.
A grant for $20,000?
Was that the PPE grant?
Do you know what? I mean, you'd have to be looking at page four.
I'm looking. I'm sorry. Okay. So many numbers.
I know. And I've looked at this report so much, okay, and I'm like, they all blend together.
It's the one that has beginning fund balance, fire emergency services capital asset reserve. There we go. And there was a grant for almost $20,000. Okay.
Are you looking at this, or are you going ahead to the other?
I'm sorry, I went ahead. Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah.
I'm like, wait, hold on a second.
Sorry about that. It's just a number that got my attention. Okay.
Okay, so we're in agenda item number 2.
My fault.
Fiscal year. No, that's okay. I'm just clarifying for the record. Fiscal year 21-22 mid-year budget adjustment. And Christina, the only question, I guess, and I think you already brought it up, but my only, I just wanted to note that. Because the kiosk is at the Cameron Park Lake is now open all year round, that did require additional funds, which looked like it was about $3,700 or something like that from another expense department. What other expense department did that come from, if you can recall?
What do you mean? So
sorry.
So we did also, like with program supplies, we did reduce our program supplies. So we tried to, in areas that we could cut, to somewhat supplement what we were trying to do. She was able to cut some money out of program supplies, which you'll see that's a negative 6,000.
Got it. I see. I understand.
Yeah.
So and then is the...
that we could do that.
Is the... I realize this is a budget adjustment, so bear with me. Hold on a second. Okay, so for line item 5010 under expenditures, which is the seasonal salaries, that's where you have the kiosk one of an adjustment of 3,800. I realize you may not have this information, but in front of you, but I am wondering what the total budget for the kiosk now would be for the fiscal year. But I realize you may not have that.
Now I would have to go back and I'd have to look and see if we can actually break it out by kiosk people. That line item for salaries and seasonal is for our rec department, like our rec leaders for all the camps that we have going on. It's for the lifeguards and for the kiosk. So it's kind of all lumped into one. But I could possibly see if I can figure out what people have been in there for the year.
We can hold off on that for now. I may bring that up in a few months when we're looking at the value of having the kiosk, having staff. We need to know how much it costs and if it makes sense, but that can be in a few months when we're analyzing those questions. I didn't have any other questions from this item too. How about you, Sid?
One more question. Yeah, 5,500 vandalism. So, and I know the skate park has had vandalism. So is this just a revenue reduction, or is there an amount put into that vandalism fund, what has been the history of that?
We reduced the 1,700 from the vandalism. I would maybe ask Mike what the history was. It looks like last year, we did spend a little under $1,000 for vandalism. I'm not quite sure how they handled the skate park this time. So it would, that
not
would
very much money though.
I can get to that real quick, Sid. So in the past, we always kind of put a placeholder there if there was a significant item that, we needed to repair due to vandalism. Mm-hmm. With the skate park and what we're seeing this year, a lot of the vandalism that we experienced, staff were able to fix in-house, take care of graffiti. Some of the stuff we still haven't repaired yet, but there hasn't been a major expense towards graffiti this year.
So typically you just leave $1,000 and it's a line item there?
That's kind of what we've been done in the past, yeah.
So okay. Excellent. That's good to hear, actually. That's not bad. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Okay, unless there's any other questions or comments on anything else, Christina, that you wanted to add on this item?
I think the one thing that I just want to put in the front of your and Sid's mind before we get to the actual board meeting is we do have that $179,000 that came in for settlement money. And I don't want that money to get lost because that money is meant to work on the community center. And I don't want to say it's going to get lost in fund one, but it just kind of gets rolled up. So there's kind of one of two things. We can either open up another fund, kind of like they did with fund 80, to be able to track any expenses. And we can obviously deduct whatever we've had, whatever we spent to date. Or we could, it's totally up to you guys. We could put it into fund 80, try and bring fund 80 back up to a positive number, and then maybe start building on that as we're, as you see, we still have the scheduled transfer. So the scheduled transfer right now is only $27,000. And we're in, surplus right now with that additional money at 292. So just kind of something to think about, that I want to make sure we earmark that for actual future CIP or whatever we have that we need to do at the community center.
And I apologize, what is fund 80 again?
Yeah.
Fund 80 was kind of where we were putting projects like parks.
Can't hear you.
Oh, Fund 80 is where we were putting like capital projects and stuff for the community center and the parks.
I don't know if you are hoping to largely settle this evening, but I would like to know what, I mean, does staff have a recommendation? Do you or Andre have a recommendation, or you're looking for more direction from the board on this?
Well, my recommendation is either way. Obviously, we're in the red with Fund 80, so if we can put something in there to bring us to the black, that would be great. And then we can, like I said, whatever's left over, then we start building. We transfer, you know, monies. We have a transfer to reserve scheduled if we have enough funds. We just keep building on that, you know, kind of working towards our healthy reserve balance.
So, I think that makes a lot of sense. Sorry, Sid, go ahead.
Yeah. No, is it something you'd recommend we take to the board or general manager or Christina?
I mean, that's something, it's a kind of a larger discussion. I'm not quite sure when we got the settlement money, because that was all before my time, where you guys had decided that you wanted it to live. So it's kind of, my recommendation would to be putting it into a reserve fund, but that would be up to the
fund. And whether or not that's 80 or a separate one. I mean, again, I don't know. Tell me if I'm wrong. I still feel like this is sort of up to, it's kind of up to staff. To me, it sounds like it makes sense to bring the Fund 80 out of the red.
Right.
So yeah. Andre.
I haven't dove into the policy regarding any of the finances yet, but that might be another place to start, is to for Christine and I to take a look at the policy and see what it suggests, or I don't think policy suggests, to see what the policy says we need to do.
Yeah, that works.
And maybe it's a percentage or a dollar amount that should be there. And if we've met that, then we could be looking at a wish list.
Sure.
And staff would have a wish list.
Yeah. And then, you know, we will have on the agenda next month, policy review schedule. Did I say next month? Next week. Policy review schedule. And that may be one of the items that we get to first to make sure that we're taking care of our district's finances the way they're supposed to be taken care of.
Yeah, that makes me feel more comfortable as a board member to be directing kind of policy rather than this is what you should do with this exact money. Mm-hmm. So,
so there's that. Christina and I have had conversations about trying to make sure the district has a healthy reserve, so that, you know, a healthy reserve means that we've got something for a rainy day, and we've also got something there in case we need to pursue a loan.
I personally really would want to listen to what both of you have to say on that. I mean, I would ask your opinion. What is your recommendation? That would weigh heavily on my thought process.
And I trust Christina's judgment, so I'm probably going to defer to her because she's the smart one when it comes to numbers. I see numbers and it's not good. She's the smart one.
Healthy. She keeps us financially healthy. That's what
She keeps me in line too.
I don't know. The numbers are all blending together right now. I've been looking at it for so long.
Okay. It sounds like I think you probably have enough of our thoughts on that, and you'll come back to the board with maybe a policy proposal-ish without having to drag it out too long.
Policy-ish.
Yeah, that's what I got my master's degree in. I got a master's in policy-ish. is that enough direction for you, Christina?
Yeah, I'm used to having a board that didn't want money moved without having board approval. So I just want to make sure we're all on the same page. So
actually, as Christina, it's nice to have money that you can move that direction rather than the other direction.
Right.
Yes.
And it's nice to have professionals in place that are going to make good decisions based on policy. So thank you for being there. Okay, so great. Anything else? Discussion on item number two? No. Christina, I just want to, or finance director officially, I just want to thank you very much for putting this together and bringing it up for us to take a look at. And we'll be looking at it again at the board meeting. And I'm like Sid, I'm also glad that there's some little bit of money to move around. We're not used to that on this board either. So. Okay, so
Director Wood Carlson, do you want to make a motion to forward that to the board of directors?
Oh, I didn't realize I needed to do that. Sure. I move to which one? The entire item number two, or just the one about the
Item number two is supposed to be a review, discuss, and forward to the board of directors.
Oh,
so it's however you want to articulate that.
I didn't see that. Okay. I move to move item two, the fiscal year 21-22 mid-year budget adjustment, forward to the board for this month's board meeting, this March.
And
is there a second? Second that. Okay, so moved. That's it. Okay, thank you. All right.
I'm sorry, Director Wood Carlson. The only other thing, if you could reopen that item.
Sure.
Only because we have an attendee now. And you may want to open that up for public comment.
Thank you. Okay, so we have a motion and a second to move item number two, fiscal year 21-22 mid-year budget adjustment, to the board for this March board meeting. I'd like to open it up to members of the public to see if there are comments or questions on that. I see my hand raised. Yep, thank you.
It's Barbara. I came in late, so I'm fine. I came in the very tail end of this at 7 o'clock. So anyway, thanks for asking though. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. And you'll get to hear it again at the board meeting. So thank you so much for being here. Okay, well, we had a motion and a second, and considering that there are two of us and that there's no public comment, public comment against this, I would consider this motion having passed. Okay, thank you. All right, so we're gonna move to item number three, which is the Fund 7 balances. And again, it's the finance officer, Christina Greek.
All right, so this may be a little confusing. I didn't do a staff report because you guys just wanted me to bring you the balance. I know it says beginning balance as of June 2019, but that is because we haven't closed the fiscal year yet. But the ending balance, the year-to-date fund balance, is correct. So currently, the fund balance as of 2/28 is $630,806. So I just wanted to bring this forward to you because you wanted an idea. It had been asked at previous meetings to know what our where we stand with fund balance in Fund 7. So this is our current fund balance.
And that's only capital assets.
No, this is the fund balance. So this is the available funds that we have in 7. So anytime an asset is purchased, it reduces the fund balance. So this is the actual fund balance. This is the actual money that is in Fund 7 to be able to be used.
Okay.
If I may interrupt, Christina, what is Fund 7, if you could help? Because I think that would help clarify.
It's at the top, Fire and Emergency Service Capital Asset.
Okay, thank you.
And apologies, is this one that is earmarked specifically for maintenance or for purchasing? And I realize you may not have the answer to that.
I believe because we kind of went back and forth on this one with Monique. I think that when the reserve policy was done recently in 2020, I think this is what she was talking about. I believe Fund 7 is where most of the rental apparatus funds come. And we also have money at the county for Fund 7, or that can be transferred into Fund 7. So this money is what they were using for like the training tower. So this would be any improvements that we have on the trucks or on property that has to do with the fire department.
Thank you.
So I think Director Ayson had a question. Maybe it was not this one, but is this money available to pay off rental costs and things like that? Or do we have things that would be logically to spend it on?
We would have to see what we owe on the fire truck. But I don't know that I would use your capital asset reserve to pay off the truck.
Well, I meant pay down or reduce our indebtedness. Yeah.
I know that was something that he was saying. Maybe we could, make some additional payments. I would have to see what we owe on the new fire engine. But I don't know what they, Sherry might be able to answer. I don't know what's going on at both of the fire departments. I don't know if there's anything that needs, I think 88 had some stuff that they were needing to have done. So I just don't know how much, that's what I'm saying. I would have to kind of see the loan and see what the payments are before committing yourself with, because $630,000 isn't a huge amount to have kind of in a reserve.
And that's the total reserve that we have?
That's the balance of it as of 2/28.
Okay.
Something we're going to talk about. I know Christina's still learning everything there and figuring it all out, but is trying to separate, because she mentioned the tower, and the tower is impact mitigation fees that comes from the county after we requested a certain amount. Mm-hmm. It comes in. It is not, it's not capital asset. It's money in, money out. If we don't spend a single penny, it has to go back. It has to be accounted for. So I would like, and I'm looking forward to having that conversation, to have a separate fund for that, because we have to be able to track that. And right now there's a blob of money that is rental income. And then also that, and it actually overinflates the amount, makes it look like there's more when it's actually impact mitigation fee, which is restricted funds that we had to go to the county and ask for and everything. So, I mean, we can talk more about that, but I think some of this money, I believe, is that.
Oh, okay. So this fund is potentially at both sources. It's rental apparatus and the impact mitigation fees. Yeah, to me, that sounds like that would be a good idea to have, if possible, two different funds.
It gets confusing, yeah, because it's just commingled, yeah.
Yeah, it would be. I don't think at this point, Sherry, because normally you have to, and I don't know how you did it before I got here, but usually like you expend the money and then the county will reimburse you. So anything that's already been expended, we're just getting reimbursements and it should be coming in to that fund.
So for the most part, we actually went to them and they gave us the money ahead of time. The only thing that we need to recoup right now is that the last time we went to the board and asked for that additional funding, because it was extra money for, I don't remember, it was the soils or something like that. It was like $9,000 or $13,000. So we still need to get that money back. Everything else, we were preloaded with that money, and then we spent it.
Yeah, that was impact fees. Yeah.
Yeah, all impact fees. Okay.
If it's already been spent, it's gone. So this right here that you're seeing, the fund balance, would be rollover of like fire apparatus rental fees. So it's not necessarily just this year's. Our fund balance would be every year that the rental income is coming in, it kind of just stacks away. So that should be the only thing that you're seeing in fund balance right now. Going forward, I do want to make sure that we do have separate funds when you are getting money if you're getting money up front. If we're getting money in arrears, it's not a big deal. But if we're getting money up front, to definitely do a separate fund.
Yeah. This was the one where the grant for $20,000. I was just curious. I've just stuck in my brain. What was the grant anyway, Sherry?
I see.
So I agree with you, because that's grant funding. That was this one, because we've had a few of them. I believe this one was for the PPE was the pants. It was around close to 40,000. And Christine, if you see something different, it was either grants or actually it looks more like the radios, where there was matching funds. So it was one of those two.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry. I just, curious.
Yep. Yeah.
But those were already expended, so they shouldn't be in the fund.
And that's a reimbursement type grant. Yeah. So the district fronted the money. It was a reimbursement.
Oh, I see.
I don't know why it came into this fund, but.
Okay.
Because it was budgeted for in the budget. Christina gets to track that one down.
Okay. Sid, unless you have anything else, I I'd like to open it to the public to see if there's questions or comments.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Oh,
go ahead.
Okay. Hi. Oh, Christina, I think I love you. Thank you so much. I have been chasing money for years. So I just kind of want to throw something at you. In August of 19, we were aware that the district found some money at Umpqua Bank, and it was given, the amount was announced to us in January of 20, $543,000. I don't know if you're aware of that money that was found there, along with some money for the Parks Department, which was a per capita funds. So for me, looking at the fund balance that you talked about tonight, if it's the equipment rental money, which really never was ever shown for years, ever. It was never shown to us. We never knew how much, well, I knew what came in because I would get the information from the Cal Fire people because they tracked it. But the district, really, they never showed it. So do you think that fund balance is equipment rental money? Because if it is, then where does the $543,000 fit in? I don't want to, you know, throw a monkey wrench into it, but there was that money and we hadn't heard anything for two years on it. Where was it? There was talk about paying the new pickups off. There was talk about maybe paying the last payment on the old, is it 89, or maybe paying down the new 89? It was never reported any of that was done. So I'm just happy to hear that we have something for the fire and emergency services, but I'm wondering if that's all of it. So anyway, you'll hear that. You'll hear it out of me all the time, Christina, about the money. You know, where's the money?
You said in 2020, was that?
It was August of 19 that they actually found the fund, the two funds at Umpqua Bank. And it was at a January 2020 meeting that they brought it up. And we just thought, oh, thank goodness. But then we never heard another word about it. So anyway, I know you have a lot on your plate. Sherry can probably explain to you. She knows where I'm coming from. I mean, I have been at this since 2004. Where is the fire money? You know, and to me, I mean, they bring this money in every year, but nobody ever knows where it goes. So thank you very much. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. I'll look into that. I don't know. I know about the parks money because that's what went into Fund 80, but I'm not quite sure. I've never heard of that, so I'd have to go back to the January 2020.
You know, I think they found it through an audit.
It's through on all the audit. Board meeting notes. It's on the meeting notes, right. Too. It's all
I know because that I know that reserves normally don't have to be reported all the time. I talked to Bob Toscano at the county. But yet it'll show up in your audit. So I think that's what happened with this 543 and the per capita money. It was like, oh, where'd this money come from? So I'm really hoping that everything gets settled once and for all with our finances for the entire district. And I think you're doing a great job, Christina. Fabulous. Thank you.
I'm trying.
No, you're doing a great job. So good to see you, Sherry, tonight.
All right. Bringing it back. If you're done, Barbara, and if there's nobody else in the public wishing to make comment, I will bring it back to the board. And Sid, did you have any additional questions or comments?
No. I think I really appreciate Christina's thing and kind of sorting it out a little bit more into the, would it be just the incomes that we would, how would you sort that out? Better put it back to you. How can we You were talking about dividing those funds, those capital asset funds.
I wouldn't necessarily divide it, just because we've already finished the training tower. So everything's already been expensed out. Anything that we're getting back now is just basically going back to replenish the money that was spent out of Fund 7. But going forward, I think it would be a good idea just to maybe, I mean, we do have program codes that track, but it's a little bit harder to really truly see what's coming in and what's coming out for one specific project if you don't have its own fund. And typically when you're working with grant money or you're working with restricted funds, it should have its own fund.
So we are working on Station 88 right now. So that's why we were hoping to roll into this, because we still need to get $9,000-something from the county to pay for how much we went over, which the board approved, our board. And now we have Station 88. We already have plans, you know, fees that we're paying and moving down that road. So we have, I mean, we have a lot of money that's going to be invested in that. That was my thing, is hopefully we could be able to track that, not only show the money coming in, but line item expenditures like we do with all the other budgets, because that's where I can't see that here. I have them, we have them handwritten at the station, like we have down to the penny, but it's not in any of these reports.
It just, for helping me to better understand, any simplicity you can bring, any clarity would be appreciated. Yeah.
Was this an item that requires a motion and approval, or is this just information? Okay, this is informational. Okay. And Chief Moran's, I hope that we are meeting your needs. And as Barbara has pointed out, you know, in ensuring these are transparent and it's moving forward in that direction.
Christina has been awesome to work with. Okay. I she's actually helped me, and I'm going to go sit with her again. So I can't say enough about that.
Yep. Numbers, numbers. Excellent. Okay. Thank you so much for that update on the Fund 7 balance. And that is a huge, big deal. I agree with Barbara. We should have trumpets blaring right now. We got that announcement. So thank you. All right. So we are going to move on to item number 4, staff updates. Leave it to General Manager or Christina.
Oh, I lost my agenda. Hold on.
We're at staff updates, and the first one is a check register review.
Yeah, so do you guys have any questions on what's on the check register? I guess that would kind of be the first question.
Yeah, I actually don't. I took a look through it, and everything's pretty well explained. We've heard about it before, or we've already been, you know, we've approved it already, and et cetera. So I don't have any questions on the check register. I would like to open it up to the public. Are there questions or comments on the check register? Hearing none, I'm going to bring it back to the board. Are there any other staff comments, staff updates? If not, we can close out item 4 and we can move to item 5, items for future committee meetings. I can think of a couple. General Manager, did you want to lead this off, or shall I name the couple that I can think of?
Why don't you name the couple that you can think of so I don't end up looking foolish, because I'm not sure I remember.
Okay. It's like a pop
That's
quiz.
Just
Were you listening?
Right there. I'm just being
where
honest.
Were we listening during class? Okay, so here's what I have. That the more complex than we realized item of, I think it's a fire prevention officer position, will come back at a future date. And I just wanna say for the record that I expressed to staff, I did not expect it to come to this meeting. There was just not enough time to research this. So that was not the expectation that it would be this evening. So the fire prevention officer proposal will be brought back to a future committee meeting. I'm seeing, oh, that's for the board. Hold on a second. Oh, that's for the board too. That's all I have. That's my only answer for my pop quiz. Anybody else for future committee meetings, not the board?
I thought we were going to develop an evaluation process.
Oh, yes. I don't think that's a new one, though. I think that's the work plan that we already approved. Oh,
well, so, but doesn't it ever show up on these items for future meetings?
It would be when the staff has something to bring forward, and right now we don't.
Okay, so nothing yet. Okay.
Yeah, but good point. It's on the work plan, so it's not going away. Okay.
But it's going to be the next thing coming up soon.
Okay.
March is when we're going to start putting numbers together, so you guys should be seeing that in April.
Great. Yep. I'm looking at your budget timeline up here on my wall. So, okay. All right, good. Anything else for items for future committee meetings? I'm going to open it to the public in case you have any comments on items for item number five, item for future committee meetings. Hearing none, I'm going to bring it back to the committee. And unless there's any other comments or questions on item five, I think we're done with that. And we'll move on to item number six, items to take to the board of directors. Okay, I'll name the two that I have here. I believe today's reports from the finance officer will be, or at least one, I'm not sure, will be moving forward to the board. And well, a couple of them, Fund 7 and the mid-year budget adjustment. Okay. It sounds like we're going to be doing this isn't really part of this committee. Actually, I can't remember, but we'll be doing a policy review schedule, but we'll be looking at a proposed schedule to review policies. I can hear somebody's background noise. I'm not sure what that is. So if you can mute yourself, people, thank you so much. Policy review reports. And the policy review, the priority that staff's going to look at is what policy or policies would direct what to do with the $179,000 in settlement, and whether that policy or policies need to be sharpened and updated to make that decision clearer. Okay, anybody else have items to take to the board of directors? Nope, not seeing any. Okay, I believe that we are now moving to the final part of the meeting, and that is matters to and from committee members and staff. Director Beza, did you have any matters you'd like to tell us about?
Sure, two things. I mentioned the fire committee. I've had some contact with the Fire Safe Council and looking at our involvement as a membership from our CSD. The other is I've actually had some communications with members of the County Taxpayers Association. So I think those conversations will continue, and I may come back with questions for this committee on that, but that's a little community input there. So that was interesting. And it's not specific here, but I don't know if Mike is still here. Is Mike still here? Well, if he's not, I'd swim my laps over there in I haven't been in the women's locker room, but I wanted to give you accolades for the benches in the men's locker room. And if you haven't seen it, you need to go see it. I don't know whether it's cherry or teak, but they are just gorgeous. They're just way too beautiful to be in a locker room. I think they should be featured in our newsletter or something like that. People, we should be so lucky to have such gorgeous benches. So I don't know who did that, Mike, but they really are beautiful.
Yeah, the maintenance worker too is named Ramon. He's a full-time facilities worker. Took some time with the pool closure to refinish the benches.
Well, he should get accolades, for at least from my point of view. They are beautiful, and they're wasted. We should have tours or something, you know.
Well, I will make sure to pass on the kind words, though. Okay, he'll really appreciate that.
That is awesome to hear. Anything else, Director Bazette?
No, that's plenty. Thank you.
Okay, great. I'll just say that I was happy to receive this in the mail. Haven't had a chance to fully read it, but the flyer from the CSD. And I want to wish everyone a happy Women's Day, especially our finance director, our fire chief, myself, the president, members of the public, and just grateful for all the women that help keep the community district services district going. So thank you so much. Staff, do you have any matters you'd like to share?
I'll go first. And Felicity, on the coattails of your International Women's Day, for those of you who are also moms you're pulling double duty. That's like having two full-time jobs. So, and if you're my wife, I'm one of those kids. So, Director Bazette, those benches are so beautiful. I hope you don't ruin them by sitting on them.
That's, I'm almost feeling guilty to use them. Yes,
you probably should. The only thing I wanted to mention, and there'll be more about it in my general manager's report for next Wednesday's meeting, is that Christina and I got to spend a little bit of time virtually with a with another finance director over in my old haunt of St. Helena, and we spent about a good hour just talking about the budget philosophy and how she goes about putting budgets together in regards to budget instructions. And I think it was really helpful, mainly because I need to be on the same page as to Christina when it comes to these things. So I don't know if Christina has anything else to add about that, but I thought it was a good meeting, and they exchanged contact information, and they'll hopefully be sharing some resources. Christine, did you have anything to add on that one? No, okay. And that's it for me.
Okay, I'm not seeing anything else. Any other hands up on matters to and from committee members and staff? I'm gonna make a motion to adjourn. Is there a second?
Motion, I second it.
All right, meeting adjourned. You can stop the recording. And thank you.